I'm Stacey Lindis from Podcast PD, a part of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to now. Shows on the network are individually owned and opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find other interesting education podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.
Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook Podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 153 of the Ditch That Textbook Podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network, coming to you today from the orthodontist office. Actually, I'm outside the orthodontist office so that the people in the waiting room don't have to listen. My son is getting spacers in his teeth so that he can get his braces on. Yay! He's not thrilled about that at all. I actually just barely got him here on time. So, yeah, hot mess right here. But today I was checking through Twitter and I ran across a tweet from James Clear. So James Clear wrote a book called Atomic Habits. If you browse books online, like on Amazon, or if you have Audible, I don't know. I always see, and it probably is because of the algorithm, but I always see this book suggested for me. Atomic Habits is about all of these like small changes that you can make to build powerful habits in your life. Really, really love it. He was actually a speaker in the Ditch That Textbook Digital Summit. I think last year, and had a really, really good presentation. But he sent this tweet today that really, really sort of resonated with me. So I thought I'd share it with you. He said, someone once suggested that I occasionally ask myself, what am I really trying to achieve here? Whenever I remember to do it, I find the question generates useful answers. So again, that question was, what am I really trying to achieve here? I think that's a really good question for us to ask ourselves, no matter what it is that we're doing in education, because it's so easy to get stuck in what people normally do or what education normally looks like. And we kind of put it on autopilot and just do the same thing we've always done. But if we stop and we ask ourselves, what is it that we're really trying to achieve here? I think that can be really powerful. I think that, yeah, this is just one of those really good questions. What am I trying to achieve here? He also asked in the tweet, he said, what is one question you find useful to ask yourself? Of course, the very first one on here is an animated GIF from Dwight Schrute from The Office. And he says, whenever I'm about to do something, I think, would an idiot do that? And if they would, I would not do that thing. Sorry, the little things that just make me chuckle. But there was some really good stuff in here as well. Other good questions to ask. Like one person said, am I being present? Which I think is super, super important in all of the work that we do in education. What's going to change in the next 10 years? What's not going to change in the next 10 years? That's a good one. Will this matter a year from now? You know, talk about being intentional about what we do with our learners, whether they're, you know, child learners or adult learners. You know, making sure that it's stuff that matters. This is an interesting one. What would it look like if this were easy? She says, I tend to overcomplicate, overthink, over-engineer things. What would it look like if it were easy? I thought that was really good. Is this something future me would feel happy or proud about having done? And then here's one more that's really good. Does this align with my mission? You know, I've always been a big fan of making sure that we're real clear about, you know, what kind of educator do we want to be? Again, no matter who it is that we're teaching, what kind of educator do I want to be? Or, you know, what do I want to be known for? Not like, you know, I want to be popular and famous and everything, and I want to be popular and famous for this thing, but like, you know, what is my instruction? What is the education that I bring? What are kind of like its hallmark traits? Which I guess kind of plays to your strengths, you know? So anyway, some questions that you can consider today. The big one that drew me into this tweet again was, what am I really trying to achieve here? I know that's something that, if I remember when I get home from the orthodontist, that's something I may write down on a sticky note and keep up in my workspace for a little while. What am I really trying to achieve here? Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening and happy ditching.